Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My friends, I believe with all my heart that God is preparing to do the unexpected in your life. Yes, you heard me right. Now, let's talk about the unexpected. When we hear that word, it often brings fear and anxiety. We like to plan, to have everything neatly laid out in front of us. But God's plans are not always our plans, and His ways are higher than our ways. Think about the stories in the Bible. The unexpected moments that changed lives forever. Moses, a stutterer, led the Israelites out of Egypt. Mary, a young girl, gave birth to the Savior of the world. In each case, God's plan was far greater than anyone could have anticipated. So, what does this mean for you and me? It means that in the midst of our trials, challenges, and uncertainties, God is preparing to do something extraordinary. Something unexpected. Maybe you're facing a financial struggle, a health issue, or a relationship strain. God is not limited by our circumstances. He specializes in the impossible. In Jeremiah 29:11, God promises, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plans for your life are filled with hope and promise. Even when you can't see it, you might be wondering, how do I tap into this unexpected blessing? Well, it starts with faith. A faith that believes in the unseen. A faith that trusts in God's goodness. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith is the key that unlocks the door to God's unexpected blessings. My friends, let's not be afraid of the unexpected. Let's embrace it with faith and trust in our Heavenly Father. He is preparing to do something in your life that will leave you in awe. It may not happen on our timetable, but God's timing is always perfect. My friends, let me take you back to the pages of the Holy Scriptures, where we find numerous instances of God surprising His people. Think about Moses, a humble shepherd turned deliverer of Israel. Did he expect God to choose him? Probably not. Yet, God did the unexpected through Moses, parting the Red Sea and leading His people to freedom. Consider the young shepherd boy David, anointed to be king, while still tending his father's sheep. His own family didn't see it coming, but God did. And when the time was right, David stepped into the unexpected destiny God had prepared for him. My friends, in our life, there are situations that seem stagnant, dreams that appear dormant, and challenges that feel insurmountable. But, my brothers and sisters, do not lose heart. For God is at work behind the scenes, preparing to unleash His unexpected blessings upon you. You may be in a season of waiting, wondering when your breakthrough will come. Remember, God's timing is perfect. It might not align with our calendars. He is never late. In fact, He is preparing to do the unexpected precisely when we least expect it. Beloved friends, do not underestimate the power of God's preparation in the midst of your struggles. Your setbacks are setting the stage for a divine comeback. Your disappointments are positioning you for a divine appointment. God is weaving a beautiful tapestry of grace and favor in the unseen realms of your life. I want you to imagine the unexpected breakthroughs, the unforeseen miracles, and the extraordinary blessings that God has in store for you as we navigate the complexities of life. Remember that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Higher than our thoughts. So, what do we do in this season of preparation? We wait with expectation. We trust in the goodness of our Heavenly Father, knowing that He who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. It may be uncomfortable. It may require patience, but rest assured that God is preparing to do the unexpected in your life. My dear brothers and sisters, let this truth resonate within your spirit. Open your hearts to the unexpected. Embrace the divine surprises that God has in store for you. As we journey together in faith, may we anticipate the unexpected with unwavering hope and trust in the God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. Now, let us delve deeper into the practical aspects of living in anticipation of God's divine surprises. Firstly, as we await the unexpected, we must cultivate a spirit of gratitude. In every season, whether in times of abundance or scarcity, let us give thanks. Gratitude positions our hearts to receive God's blessings with humility and appreciation. The more we express thankfulness, the more attuned we become to the intricate ways God is working in our lives. Remember the story of the 10 lepers whom Jesus healed. Only one returned to express gratitude. And Jesus declared, "Your faith has made you well." Gratitude opens the door to deeper levels of faith, enabling us to perceive God's hand in the ordinary and anticipate His extraordinary interventions. Secondly, let us be persistent in prayer. The Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God, a sacred space where we can pour out our hearts and align our desires with His will. In the waiting, in the uncertainty, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that God hears our petitions. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Even when circumstances seem bleak, let us hold on to the promises of God with unshakable faith." Our faith in His character, His promises, and His timing sustains us through the waiting period. Think about Abraham, who, against all odds, believed that God would fulfill His promise of a son. It took years, and Abraham faced moments of doubt, but ultimately, God proved faithful. Your faith in God's promises is the currency that unlocks the door to the unexpected in your life. Lastly, let us stay rooted in the Word of God. The Bible is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Psalm 119:105. As we face the twists and turns of life, the Word provides guidance, wisdom, and encouragement. Meditate on the promises found within its pages and let them fortify your spirit during times of waiting. Jesus, in the wilderness, faced the temptations of the enemy by declaring, "It is written," Matthew 4:4-7-10. Likewise, we combat doubt and discouragement by standing on the unchanging truths of God's Word. His promises are the anchor that keeps us steadfast in the midst of life's storms. Beloved friends, let's talk about the transformative power of obedience in this divine preparation. Obedience, my brothers and sisters, is the key that unlocks the door to God's miraculous interventions. In the tapestry of divine surprises, our willingness to obey God's commands positions us to receive the fullness of His blessing. Consider the story of Naaman in 2 Kings 5, a powerful narrative of obedience leading to unexpected healing. Naaman, a mighty commander, sought healing for his leprosy. Elisha, the prophet, instructed him to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. Initially resistant, Naaman's obedience to this seemingly unconventional command resulted in a miraculous healing. This teaches us that sometimes God's instructions may challenge our understanding, but it is in obedience that we experience the extraordinary. Brothers and sisters, obedience is not just a set of rules. It is an act of trust and surrender. When we surrender our plans, ambitions, and desires to God, we allow Him to guide our steps. God's preparation often involves redirecting our paths, refining our character, and molding us into vessels fit for His purpose. Let's reflect on the obedience of Mary, the mother of Jesus. When the angel Gabriel delivered the unexpected news of her divine conception, Mary responded with unwavering obedience, saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Luke 1:38. In her obedience, Mary became a vessel for the miraculous, bringing forth the Savior of the world. Likewise, your obedience positions you to be a conduit for God's miracles in your life. It might require stepping out of your comfort zone, forgiving those who have wronged you, or embracing a calling that seems beyond your capabilities. However, it is in these acts of obedience that God's preparation unfolds. Consider the Israelites at the brink of the Promised Land. God instructed Joshua to lead the people in a unique way, marching around Jericho for 7 days. It was an unconventional strategy, but their obedience led to the unexpected crumbling of the city walls. God's ways are higher than our ways, and in our obedience, we align ourselves with His sovereign plan. Furthermore, obedience is not a one-time event, but a continual surrender as we navigate the twists and turns of life. Let our daily choices be guided by the Holy Spirit. The unexpected blessings God has in store for us are often intertwined with our consistent obedience, reflecting a heart that seeks to honor and glorify Him in all things. Dear brothers and sisters, let obedience be the melody of our hearts as we wait for the unexpected. Trust in the goodness of our Heavenly Father, knowing that His instructions are not meant to restrict, but to lead us into the fullness of His purpose. Your obedience today prepares the way for the unexpected blessings God has prepared for your tomorrow. Dear loved ones, let's keep going in our faith journey as we're meant for amazing things. By being thankful, staying committed to prayer, holding on to our faith, and engaging with the Word, we set ourselves up for the surprising and wonderful things that God has in store for us. Consider the concept of divine timing. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us, "To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. While we may yearn for immediate answers, God operates within the framework of His perfect timing. His delays are not denials. Rather, they are moments of refinement, molding us into vessels, ready to receive His extraordinary blessings. Let us not be disheartened by the ticking clock or the calendar pages turning, for God's timing is impeccable. The delay you perceive is not an indication of abandonment. It is a testament to the meticulous craftsmanship of the master planner. So be patient, for in due season you shall reap if you sow." Let us examine our hearts during this season of anticipation. Are there areas in our lives where we need to surrender control? Surrender, though often challenging, is the gateway to divine intervention. It is an act of acknowledging that God's ways are higher His plans are greater, and his wisdom surpasses our understanding. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus exemplified ultimate surrender, praying, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke 20:2-42. In your waiting, surrender your desires, dreams, and plans to the one who holds the universe in his hands. As you release the grip of self-reliance, you make room for God's unexpected wonders to unfold. Beloved friends, let us also be vigilant in our awareness of divine nudges and promptings. God often speaks in gentle whispers, directing our steps and guiding us along the path he has laid out. In the busyness of life, it's easy to overlook these subtle cues, but tuning our spiritual ears to his voice is essential. The prophet Elijah experienced God's guidance in a still, small voice. 1 Kings 19:12. Amidst the thunder and earthquake, God's voice was found in the quiet whisper. Likewise, in the midst of life's chaos, take a moment to listen. God may be leading you toward the unexpected through a gentle prompting, a subtle intuition, or a divine encounter. My dear brothers and sisters, as we stand on the threshold of the unexpected, let us embrace divine timing, surrender our hearts, and attune ourselves to God's guidance. The journey may be filled with twists and turns, but in every step, remember that the God who prepares the unexpected is also walking alongside you. May the Holy Spirit continue to illuminate your path. May your hearts remain open to the unexpected wonders, and may your faith be unwavering in the face of the unknown. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, my friends, if you found this message helpful and inspiring, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with your friends and leave your comment with amen. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more uplifting message. Together, let's spread positivity and wisdom. May God bless you and those around you. Now open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, I come before you today with a heavy heart, seeking your comfort and healing touch. I ask for your strength and guidance as I navigate the struggles of life, especially during the difficult moments that hit me hard. I recognize that life can be hard and challenging at times, and I am reminded of the words of the psalmist who said, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So I come to you, Lord, with my brokenness and my pain, asking for your healing touch to bring wholeness and restoration to my life. I pray for healing for myself and for those whom I love, who are hurting physically, emotionally, or mentally. May we find peace and rest in your loving arms, and may your healing power be evident in our lives. I pray also for those who are struggling with addiction, depression, and other mental health issues, that you would bring them hope and healing and help them to find the support and resources they need to overcome their challenges. I also pray for the protection of children who are often vulnerable and in need of your loving care. Please watch over them, guide them, and keep them safe from harm. I pray for those children who have suffered abuse or neglect, that they may find healing and restoration in your love. I also pray for children who are living in poverty or in difficult circumstances, that you would provide for their needs and give them hope for a brighter future. I lift up to you those who are struggling in their relationships, whether it's with family members, friends, or co-workers. I pray for healing and reconciliation, that broken relationships may be restored and hearts may be softened. Finally, I ask for your divine protection over myself and over all of us, that we may be shielded from the dangers of this world and be filled with your love, grace, and mercy. I pray for our communities, our nation, and our world, that you would bring peace justice and reconciliation where there is division and strife. I thank you for your constant presence in my life and for your unfailing love. May I always turn to you in times of need and find comfort in your loving embrace. May your light shine upon me and guide me on my journey of faith, hope, and love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.